Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 380. Can you believe it? 380. Being Pro U. Hey, that sounds like a catchy title, Tom. Yeah, I go through the 10 steps of being Pro U in this episode, 380. Second to the last one of 2020. How you doing? I want to say first and foremost for 2020, thank you to the listeners. Thank you for the people that have become clients, mentorees, and friends through the podcast. And thank you for following my journey and supporting the podcast. And just a quick shout out to my clients and my mentorees, you know, the people that are important in my life, and my producer, Nico. Thank you for all of you people. You help my world spin as perfectly as it does on its axis. So thank you. So yes, I'm talking about Pro U, and I'm talking about some client stories, some success stories, and how those people got there, what they're doing and being Pro U, and the benefits of being Pro U, and all that good stuff. Because I'm in a good place. I feel like I'm vibrating at a frequency where I'm attracting some good stuff. So I'm going to keep on doing that. And things are good. A baby seal swam ashore right in front of Zen and I. And seals don't do that. Number one, and there was no one north or south of us, and he came directly in front because I was taking pictures of a stone balance at the time, and in the viewfinder I saw this dark image, and I'm like, it must be Zen. I lowered the camera, peeked over it. I'm like, nope. And at that moment, he's just walking up the sand right at me. I mean, he's like 30, 40 feet away, stops, and I quick look over my shoulder because Zen's next to me, and Zen staring at the hill looking for lizards, slowly turns around and sees the seal. So I'm making sure Zen's chilling, and the seal takes a couple steps towards the water, turns, looks right at me. I take one more picture, and there's this cool wave behind it if you go online. And then Zen goes to say goodbye, and the seal goes into the water, and I was sitting there going, that doesn't happen to people. And then I thought of the coyote situation. Zen and I sat with coyotes. That doesn't happen to people. And you tell those two stories to anybody, and they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that don't matter. I don't really care what people think. But the fact that both those moments happened in 2020, when I was talking about frequency and energy and vibrating, that's shared energy. That's communication by energy. To witness that and experience that, I'll take that over all the other things. And I'll go over that next episode, all the things that I do not partake in. Enjoy. Three hundred and eighty episodes. That's a lot of listening to my voice. So the ones that are still holding on, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. I've said a ton of times, this podcast is, you know, one of the things that helped heal me. Just basically on the principle of sharing. You know, if I was journaling or talking to a therapist or talking to a friend or sharing everything on the podcast, just getting it out, step one of healing. Part of being Pro U is healing. Being Pro U, what's all that about? Well, the whole end of the year was hitting me like a month ago, like 2020, reflective, like that episode, looking back. So just, you know, and then I always by habit now. Reflect, stop, pause, ponder. So I'm going to chat about some client moments. And I'm like, well, that's kind of what it is. You know, I didn't make up the word pro or you, but I put them together and trademarked it and called it a podcast. And I have been pro you. And I am the best I've ever been. And I thought about my, you know, clients, and there are certain moments, and I thought, well, you know, they're all doing the best they've ever been. All of them, people I mentor, people I just chat with, people I train, work out, you know, they're all the best they've ever been. And I'm like, well, why? Instead of being pro you. See how I did that? Just came right around to the title. Boom. Nice and tight, tied up in a little Christmas bow. So, speaking of Merry Christmas Eve, I actually thought this episode was coming out on Christmas, and then that was going to be the last Christmas Day, the 25th, and then that would have been the last episode, because the following Thursday would have been the first. But the Canadian assassin corrected me. And he's very fortunate he's the Canadian assassin, because he's the only one ever allowed to correct me. So thank you. Yeah, I was really getting ready for one episode. And Nico's like, oh, contraire, moufair. And I'm like, by golly. So that's what I thought about. We're just the people and how successful they are by being pro you. And I'm like, well, there you go. So let's make an instructional guidebook. Guidebook with instructions on how to be pro you. So I'm going to read some quotes first, because that's what I do. And then we'll get to the being pro you thing. Just some good quotes lately. Like, I'm a big quote fan. I just always think, well, I'm not going to see any new ones, but behold, worry is a trap. Wow, good one, Tom. Fifth word in. Worry is a trap. Simplicity helps you worry less. Be discerning about what you choose to surround yourself with. Hold on to what matters. Let go of the rest. Choose to underreact. That's kind of cool. I never heard of that. Hey, underreact. Choose to take a few, in parentheses, 100 deep breaths. Choose a long walk. Don't let the drama in. Just because everything is crazy around you doesn't mean everything has to be crazy within you. Love a lot of that. Identify, this is a good one. Identify what stops you from being your ideal vision of yourself. Ooh, gives me the chills. This is a core part of personal growth work. You know, I say pro-you path of self-discovery. So it's like, what is that thing? Like, if you like picture the perfect you on how you are, what's that thing that's stopping you from being that ideal version or vision of yourself? I enjoy that one. It's not that I can't see what they see. It's that I see what they can't. That made a bunch of sense to moi. Your state of mind is a magnet that creates your reality. Dun, 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 dun. Self-discipline begins with the mastery of your thoughts. If you don't control what you think, you can't control what you do. Good one. This one changed my world. Not really, but it just was such a good one. Never heard it before. Really made me stop. And I thought of a bunch of people that it would apply or resonate with, I should say. Changed behavior is the only worthwhile apology. And I was like, wow. You know, if someone did something, you know, sorry, blah, 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 blah. I mean, words don't really mean anything. But if they stopped behaving that way, stopped doing that thing, never did that thing again, that's an apology. So, sidebar. Changed behavior. My father never did. Mother never did. So two, 3 days ago, I get a Christmas card from my mother. And I'm like just kind of baffled at this point. Because it was like the texts. You know, I'm going to text you 3 times a year with 2 words. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving. I'm like, why? You know, you think like I'm going, oh, I hope I get that Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthday 2-word text from mom. And I'm like, and that's not like, you don't get it. Like, it's, then I was like, okay, it's just all about her. She's doing it for herself. And I was like, okay, just, that's got nothing to do with me. Block. So, I don't mind thinking about this topic because I'm so much better. So I gotta allow a little bit of it in, and then I put a label on it and I kick it back out and it doesn't bother me. And the joy is that I don't think about yesterday and tomorrow. I'm really, really by default that way. So I don't really think about the bad, the drama, the yuck, or them. I just don't, and that's the best. I used to always think and have anger and emotion tied to it and questions and frustration, you know. It was just so that was constant. Again, part of that noise that was always there, now there's just quiet, peace and tranquility because I don't think about a lot of stuff. And a lot of that stuff is people. But when I got this card, I was like, and I know I just used to kind of toss them. And I don't know if I just returned to sender. I can't remember if I did that. I don't know if she stopped for a minute or not. I can't even remember because I don't think I've got one, you know, because like without the text, I'm like kind of lose track of when she's trying to connect. And I got this card and I just went, moved, wrote on the label, returned to sender. And the funniest thing was I walked upstairs, got the mail, walked upstairs, got in my apartment, sat down, wrote that on that card, and said, Zen, let's go for a walk. And I walked right to the post office. I didn't even want that card sitting in the Zen garden for any amount of time. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want nothing. And then it was just that question. I'm like, why? I was like, why? Why would you send a card? Like, do you think that I'm like, I just hope I get a card from her. You know, like, is there any, like, does she honestly think there's any part of me that's hoping for a card, wants to get a card? I would say, well, obviously not. I don't talk to you anymore. Why would I want a card? Like, okay, exactly. Again, boom. Not about me. It's her own thing. That's again, still doing the same stuff. Hasn't changed. Gonna keep just doing it. Like, you just keep showing me who you are, and you'll just stay on that side forever. And I don't care at all. I love me. So then I went, well, here's a new question. And I probably 100% sure none of my family listens to the podcast. They'd be like, why? Why would a son stop talking to his parents? But to my parents. Just go, yeah, just, you heard your son stop talking to you. Why do you think that is? Because he's suffering and he's wounded and he's sad. But, you know, if you could shoot him a text 3 times a year or a Christmas card once a year, I think that might be the trick. Like, own it. You know, like someone breaks up with you and the one person won't let go. Or you divorce and one person won't let go. Kind of, sort of. I mean, I've been divorced and I, you know, people I've loved have died. So I get the with and without. I get all of it. I see it very clearly. But if they were listening, they would hear how well I am. And they'd just be happy if they changed their behavior. But their behavior hasn't changed, so they're not happy because they don't really care about how I'm doing. It's just about them and what they perceive and how they feel and what they're going through. And that's the whole kryptonite thing. That's why I built a castle on an island and withdrew the drawbridge and filled the moat with water and alligators, and I'm up high in the castle looking out. And it's like, you know, siblings, same thing. Why? Why would your brother stop talking to you? Because he's doing bad, he's suffering. You know, it's like, he's evolving. He's moving forward. He's outgrown you. What you're used to is an older version of him, which doesn't exist anymore. We don't have a whole lot in common except on paper. So there's my little talking about the yuckies. Something I don't really talk about anymore because my life's fantastic. I digress. And just like that, we're back to quotes. Believe in it until it manifests you. That I love. I mean, it's like, well, how did I go from A to B? And it's like, well, I never quit. I believe there had to be a better feeling than what I was feeling. I really think that's it. And it says, believe in it until it manifests you. And it's like, well, that belief finally changed. I found better. I feel better. I own that shit. Don't overthink how it will happen. Don't worry about when it will happen. Just believe in it. Believe in yourself. Allow it. I love that. Believe in yourself. Allow it. Ooh. This is probably one of the dopest things I've read in a while. It was on Instagram by Derek Moneyberg. Marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Obesity is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your hard. Being in debt is hard. Being financially disciplined is hard. Choose your hard. Communication is hard. Not communicating is hard. Choose your hard. Life will never be easy. It will always be hard. But we can choose our hard. Love that. All right, last one. And this one was like my favorite. One who knows himself is never disturbed by what others think about him. Boom. I am not disturbed by what anyone thinks about me at all. On paper or not on paper. That's it for quotes. That's done. All right. Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? We're at client stories. Client stories / client success. Some of these clients listen, some don't. Got nothing to do with me. But I'm going to talk about them anyways. You know, I love that. I think it was probably 3 years ago when I got the ran into, stumbled upon, read the quote, new tribe, new vibe. New vibe, new tribe. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of rebuilding, and it kind of made sense. You know, didn't have, you know, like a lot of close friends, and I was going through kind of the weaning out stage, you know, still to that point, but I just loved that. And then I got almost the same quote this year, but it was better vibe, better tribe. And I was like, wow, well, that's just the cool thing, because all of a sudden that's what I was talking about. Like, all my clients, the people I mentor, best they've ever been. And it's 2020. Maybe I've got something of value. So, first and foremost, Hardwick, you know, just thank you for allowing the podcast. I mean, I've been with that dude, just turned 15 years this fall. And, you know, he's the one that greenlit the podcast. I'm still doing it almost now, coming up on 6 years later. That dude never quit. You know, he's, you know, been pretty much housebound during the pandemic 2020. And, you know, three sessions a week, every week. And then he did something this year I never thought was possible. Went on a 3-week, not really a vacation, but, you know, his gal Lydia was working, so he went with and did nothing for 3 weeks. I mean, didn't do nothing, but, like, went somewhere to kind of not do nothing. And I was like, wow. And he brought a foam roller. Like, that's, it's just, it's again, it's watching growth. You know, that guy is successful, and you know what I mean? I'm not changing him. I'm not helping his humor. I'm not, you know what I mean? There's nothing. I mean, that dude's got everything because who he is. But then you just see a little bit later on how he's responding and the choices he's making. It's like, wow, all those make me happy. He's doing exactly what I would want him to do. And the thing that he's been doing for a while and still doing now is playing the piano. And this dude struggles. Like, he goes, it's not intuitive for me. And I thought, that's me. I mean, I got to the point where I played a song on the guitar my first wedding. I had two, so I got to say first wedding. And just never, and then sold the guitar after a while. And I think I might have even gotten another one at another time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to start. And it was just, you know, go to the beach and start picking up stones, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, this is happening. It's going somewhere. I'm feeling it. And the guitar was just struggle, struggle, struggle. So to see CH struggle and still do it and see how well he's gotten, it's a pretty dope thing. So his workouts are insane. He's stronger than anybody knows. He pretty much does, you know, weights more than heavier weights than I do with some exercises right now, and he's probably 25 pounds less than me. So he's an animal. He's a beast in the gym, and he's just been a great dude, and he's been an inspiration, and he's been a good friend. So thank you, CH, for being you. Moshe been going on 8 years with Home Skillet, and that dude works harder than anybody, and works hard on himself. And that's what's been the great thing, is a dude working that hard would typically probably not have a lot of people or a trainer or time to work out, but he's always made that part of his life. And I've been lucky to kind of now he's been his trainer for, you know, on and off for the last 8 years. And again, to get to the point where you're, you know, a friend and you're hanging out, he just moved and I've been to his new house and our chats are, you know, next level, like I don't have with anyone else. That's just, it's just valuable to me, his friendship. But again, if he wasn't him, like I see him, you know, we always talk about grinding, and when I see him grinding in the wrong way, and, you know, I mean, he, you know, all that stuff, like, you know, we keep it real, and but he is an ever evolving cat that I love and respect. Got another dude named Chris. Allender. And this dude's married, got two kids, and he owns a company, makes movies, directs movies, produces movies, and never misses a workout. and we're going on nine or ten years. And, you know, more of a silent dude, not going to get on the podcast, stuff like that. But I just look at someone like that and like his day to day, what's on his plate. And, you know, just this guy that's kind of just walks very balanced through life. And he does things physically because he's, you know, pretty much you'd go, you know, nerd kind of a person. But he was pretty active, you know what I mean, his entire life. There was always kind of something going on. But he wasn't like in great shape and didn't have, you know, posture was kind of bad, no back strength, no core strength, stuff like that. But it's not like he was, you know, overweight or anything. He was relatively thin and he was pretty flexible. So he had a lot of good things. But his core strength now is ridiculous. And, you know, we got 15-pound dumbbell in each hand. That's 30 pounds going up over his head, bending over, throwing him around, one arm, balanced, one leg, core strength. I mean, it's just the greatest thing, again, seeing someone get older and get nothing but better and stronger. And when you see someone with mobility, flexibility, and core strength, and you know what those things are, it's a dope thing. It really, really is. So he's the dude that's always giving me advice. Buy this, buy that, go get this, go get that. I'm like, okay, I just do that stuff now. Joe Ringinari. If I would say someone graduated the School of Pro U, it would be Joe. He had kind of went through the whole ringer. Play on words right there. And to see him now vibrating at the level that he's vibrating and staying there consistently and being appreciative and shouting out to me. And, you know, it's just that reminder, like, hey, Tom, don't forget what you did for me. Here I am. I'm still good. Thank you. And he doesn't let me forget that. And that whole scenario I love, and it just fills me up and my cup runneth over. I said it, you know, when I read his text, I think it was the last episode or the one before. You know, it's just like one of the best Pro U success stories because, you know, dude went from I'm having panic attacks, can't get out of bed till like 2-3 years later, like completely the best he's ever been. And I wrote this down, but, you know, his son gets that newer, better version for a dad the rest of his life. He's not going to remember the first 6 months or a year how his dad was, what he was going through. But he remembered from 2 on what an amazing father he got. And that's the cool thing. Again, you know, I just brought up my dad, so it's, you know, a complete polar opposite. And I'm happy. I'm not, you know, sad. I'm not bummed. I'm happy that Joe's son gets Joe. And the fact that my life evolved to a place where that's like, hey, did you give Joe abs? No, I don't know. How much can Joe bench? No idea at all. Joe's going to be a great dad, though. That I know. Like that's an equation in my life. By being pro you. Thank you, Jesus. Another dude named Chris. I got a lot of Chris's. But this one's a jazz guitar player and a music teacher and a father and a husband. And he's a good dude. He's a solid dude. And the thing that pops into my mind when I think about Mr. Morrison is his courage to look within. Doesn't avoid the squeaky wheel when it's pointed out and just goes to work. Like there's this, I don't know why it always pops into my mind, but it's like this kind of blue collar mentality, you know, chop wood, carry water, just kind of do it. And how he's evolved from what he allowed in the space between his ears and what he now questions it's just, again, it's the growth. It's just the most beautiful thing in the world. And when you see someone stop and pause and reflect, then it is not fun. It is not comfortable. So you know it takes courage. You can just keep working, making money, spending money. You can just keep, that's the easy thing. Waking up is the hard thing. Married a woman named Mandy. And I don't think I could be more proud of anybody. Hers is the most indirect path to me. Because she first heard, saw Instagram 10 seconds is in. And then it's like, oh, this guy's got something. I'll listen to the podcast. And went, wow, he's got something. It's like, my husband should talk to him. Just bypassed her own self due to low self-worth. So to see her now roar like a lioness is just the best. I saw it right away. I'm like, gosh, she got no idea. You know, she's strong in moments, but she doesn't think that that's her, because she knows her fears and she knows her squeaky wheel. And, you know, she knows the noise, it doesn't go away and all that. And I'm like, yeah, that'll go away. You just watch what happens when that goes away and you let that good fill you up and you start to roar. You know, I am woman, hear me roar. I just thought of that. And now she just, I mean, she did some things in 2020 that she's never done ever in her life before. And if that ain't dopey dopey, nothing is. Madeline, my sister. When I think of Madeline, I think of 2020, I just think, congrats. And you're like, what did she do? Sounds fun. Sounds good. Like, congrats on surviving. Furloughed. Best friend. Cat. Pest. Last week lost steering in her car, got into an accident. Hit another car. Totaled hers. And when we talk, there's always a smile. And when I first chatted with Miss Madeline, it was a struggle for her to make eye contact. Because if it was just, how are you? She went in her head and already critiqued the answer she was thinking about giving. Because she was that. She was in a bad way in the head, you know. And I just saw her golden good out the gate. And it was just the quote that I shared with her. Like, I shared a lot, but with her more than ever, I go, let your light shine. That'll give others permission. Because she would talk about other people and how she was drawn to them and had respect for them. Oh, because they're perfect. Oh, because they don't have flaws. Oh, because there's nothing wrong. She'd be like, no. I go, exactly. They know they're flawed. They know they're not perfect, yet they let their light shine. What does that do? It gives others permission. Like you, that's why you're drawn to them. You like that ability in them. And now she's one of them. After her cat Echoes passed, I sent her the poem, Remember Joy. Because there's just two things to think about, the bad or the good. And it's not the good of someone passing, losing someone. It's the good is the remembered joy, what you shared, the time you spent. You got that. And she was able to mention that. And then right after Echoes passed, I was the first one she called. Warmed my heart. Someone was, you know, was going to depend on me that hard. I loved it. Moment she got home from the car accident, called me, loved it. And later in that conversation, she's like, well, you know, maybe I don't need a car now. And right away, looking for the next thing, moving forward. Okay, that happened, and I'm fine. little banged up, little bruised, but you lose theory going how fast on the highway, hit another car. I mean, death, broken bones, loss of limb, paralysis, all that stuff possible with car accidents. So you walk away kind of bumped up and you know, a couple bruises. Yay, like, congrats. Like, she's like, you know, like, just keep coming back. Survived that, got through that. And her and I just have a really special bond. And that's, to me, like, the dope thing with the internet. You know, I've never face-to-face met a lot of these people. And they live in different states. But it doesn't affect the relationship that we have. It's deep and it's connected and it's real. And I'm appreciative and I'm thankful for all of them. So there's another guy been with me a long time, eight, nine years, maybe 10. Just, you know, quiet dude, lives his life, married, TV producer. And the thing about that dude, like, he's the dude that picked me up after my accident was in. He's the guy that picked me up from the dentist after I got surgery, and he went to get his car, and I was in the wheelchair, and so he left me in the wheelchair. We were in the garage, the parking garage. He drove his car, and as he drove up to me, I was getting out of the wheelchair to get into the car, and fell and broke my nose. So that dude's been through a lot with me, but there's noise in his head, and he's had challenges, and he's a super nice guy, and he's the dude I made up the rule about doing 10 push-ups when you apologize. First session, I remember it, walked in, sorry, about the fourth apology, I was like, yo, not all that stuff is your fault or your responsibility. Like, how much weight are you carrying? And that's been the thing, and that dude has relentlessly worked, and there's been times when we've chatted the entire time. And he's never once complained. He's like, that's what I needed today. And he goes, you know, I can move, I can sweat. But hearing you talk is why I keep coming back. Because it helps quiet his noise. So I'm that in that dude's life. And again, I love that responsibility. So newest client, Dan. I remember in the beginning going, this guy has everything. Like, what does he need me for? And he couldn't see what I saw. And that was kind of the revelation of me realizing that's kind of my gift. I can sometimes see in others what they can't. And so I'm passionately in the pursuit of helping them, assisting them in seeing that which I see. They're good. But it's been really surprising how well he's done. And maybe that's what I saw. I was like, well, he's just going to be this good at everything. And if it's working on him, he gets the right cheerleader. He's just going to, you know, be beast mode and pursuing that. And he has. And he just gets something and it's like a notch in his belt, foothold, boom, onward, got that, boom. And it is all in the pursuit of being the best him so he can be the best father. And I love that. It's always about his kids. And I just, again, just seeing this, you know, dude younger than me just be this great father. And me being able to kind of help him. Because I'm like, oh, guess what? When you're a better you, you're the better dad. And I got to assist in that. Like, I got to help a dude become a better dad that wanted to become a better dad through what I do. Call it training, call it chatting, call it cheerleading, call it whatever you want. And this is the text I got from Dan. And again, just another appreciative guy. Can't tell you how thankful I am for the progress we've made this year. 6 years ago, you were a dude on a podcast with a message that resonated. Today, your Christmas card is on my fridge. Mind blown. Let's keep this going. Like, I love that he saw that. Like, I love that he shared that. Like, I love that that all resonated with him and he got that. Then I step back and I'm like, okay, some dude just sent me that text at 55 going, hey. You know, again, go back to when I'm 18, still at home, still struggling with my father, not yet in karate. And I get a little 30-second video. Hey, this is you, 55. It's a crazy year. It's 2020. It's a big pandemic hitting the world, devastating a ton of things. But you and your clients are doing fantastic. And here's a text that one client sends you in December of 2020. Hey, used to be a dude on a podcast, because you have a podcast now. And now I got your Christmas card hanging on my fridge. Okay, that's me at 55. Okay, I'll be that version. Sign me up. I'm good. Yay. So, when I was last chat I was having with Dan, he said a couple of lines that were just omnipotent. And he said, you know, the emergency is over. And I knew exactly what he meant. And he's like, look, you know, we kind of were like, hey, these are the things we got to address. And, you know, he's pretty maniacal about running. And then he got hurt and it turned out to be an okay thing. And he's finding peace and joy and quiet and all this good. And he's like, okay, now, you know, the big moves are kind of done. Now I want to stop, pause. I want to slow down. Like, and I want to, you know, focus on like the next squeaky wheel. But I want to do it just, you know, little things done consistently kind of approach. Got a siren coming by. Real slow. And it's by. And I was like, again, here's this guy. I'm, you know, X amount of months later, going, the emergency's over. Like, I went from, I don't like how I think and feel, to, I like how I think and feel. Now, I know this stuff doesn't happen overnight, so I'm going to just pursue it slowly, calmly, peacefully, and be thankful along the way. Wow. There's growth. There's a better version right there. And again, why? So he can be a better father. Love that. And again, being pro you, little things done consistently. Why? Well, to maintain balance. You can't just go, I'm going to quit my job and go join a gym and lose weight. Honey, take care of the kids. That's not really going to fly anywhere in your life. But when he didn't have when he lost the ability to run because of his injury, he realized, I need to stretch. And him and I talk about that all the time, because I'm like, I got the tightest calves in the world. And it always leads to why this is tight or that's tighter, and inevitably a pain in my neck. It is always. I've completely ruled out everything else now through a ton of data and research. But it's like, calves, I have to stretch my calves all day long. There, welcome to Tom's world. And he was kind of the same thing as, I need to stretch more. Now, how do I fit that in? Like, there you go. And he goes, you know, instead of, and I talked about this verbiage with people going, I got to get, you know, 3 workouts in or 5 workouts in. I'm like, how about pro you moments? Because if you look at foam rolling, maybe not a pro you, maybe not a workout, but a pro you moment, you know. And Dan mentioned taking his, you know, kids, you know, in the stroller, you know, maybe not a run, but activity, heart rate up. And he mentioned the most beautiful thing. He goes, I'm going to do something right now. And he gets out his little book where he makes notations when we chat, and writes down all his stuff, keeps, you know, his like journal, his pro you journal. And he goes, I wrote down like 4 workouts, but I'm going to change it to pro you moments. And I'm going to add a 5th pro you moment, because I didn't count it as a workout, but it was a pro you moment. Because I put, who I mentioned, the star, his son, 2-year-old Graham, pulled out a deck chair, went out and sat with a smoothie, chilling, looking up at the clouds, and said, and he said, Dad goes, hey, Graham, what are you doing? He's like, points up, and he goes, clouds are beautiful. That Graham, he goes, you know, I didn't have time to run or work out or whatever it was. And he says, so I put Graham on my shoulders, and we walked around the neighborhood looking at Christmas lights for like, I don't know, he said like for a half hour or something like that. And I was like, he goes, and he's doing it now. He's going, that was a pro you box. And I'm like, you did walk. I mean, carrying your son on your shoulders is weight. You know what I mean? It wasn't around the block. It was like for a half hour, 45 minutes. And I'm like, and a great dad. And I'm like, and then for me, who always wanted a son, listening to a guy talk about putting his son, super dope, cool, cute Graham, on his shoulders and walk around the neighborhood with your son on your shoulder. I was like, dude, if you complain, I'm going to punch my fist through your head. Like, that's the greatest moment ever. And there he is, evolving and going, that's a pro you moment. That's for me. That's for my mental wellness. That's for my peace. That's for my body, my heart. That's for my son. That's for our time together. That's for pausing, reflecting, stopping. That's for being pro you. Like, how do I not like what I'm doing? I love these people. So I had a couple of students over the summer when I was teaching a family a class. And a 15-year-old son, Ben, never worked out and just decided to join this little class that his mother, father, and sister were doing with me. Now he's working out three times a week. I gave him a workout, and we're meeting monthly to go over his workout. Never worked out before 2020. Totally flourished. Like, the last time I went through a workout with him to kind of go through it and make sure his form was I'm like, you weren't working out in April of 2020 or ever before. You had no idea how to move your body. And look at you now. Like, it's like fish to water. And he's highly talented in a bunch of other areas. So that was a joy. Very rewarding. Little sister Mary, who has one of the brightest lights, and she lets it shine oh so well, was a highlight. Because they're both back at school, and they got, you know, busy with all that stuff. So the class ended. But Mary was a joy to be around. And she's really had a crush on Zen. And she really loves dogs. And she really wants a dog. But she couldn't ever have a dog before because she's allergic. And they found a breed. Scottish Terrier. That's what it talks like if it had a voice. That Mary is not allergic to. So it'll be after Christmas, but it's a Christmas present that she is getting a puppy. And that filled my heart. That, you know, like I said, that's just the sweetest little girl in the world. And the only thing she wanted in the world was something that she couldn't have. So the fact that that's happening and it's a dog story, it just fills my heart, warms my heart. Lastly, but not least, Canadian assassin, Nico, my producer. That's the only listener that has ever come to LA visiting and reached out, and we hooked up and had coffee. And I was almost like, yeah, that was his interview. Just 4 years later, he became the producer. And watching him evolve and grow has just been fulfilling. He's got a dope relationship with his brother, Costa, the other Canadian assassin. They're now tag teaming up to conquer the world. And they have a wonderful family unit, mother, father, loving. So they got this wonderful thing that I don't have. And I love that he has it. But he let some stuff in his head that wasn't serving him. And you fast forward, he doesn't do that. Like, he has evolved to the point of always just kind of radiating this joy. Like, as soon as we click on the screen, computers to hook up to chat, he's just, I can't stop smiling. Right when I look at him, he's just smiling. Like, he's just got good flowing from him. And to have that kind of attitude and to do the producing, just, you know, giving up his time and energy. Again, it's like that Joe story. You know, it was just so rewarding to be just this listener who just happened to say, hey, I'm in town for a convention. You want to grab a coffee? And I said, sure. And we did. And he was super cool, super nice guy. And we kept in touch. And he just always started sharing these really cool perspectives and stories and things he was realizing. And I was like, wow, this is great. And then all of a sudden, poof, I needed a producer. And he's like, I could do it. And I had, you know, I guess kind of two before. And this has just been the most rewarding. He's like this joyful, thankful, appreciative dude. And that just adds exactly, you know, what I want someone to add and what I want to add, you know, creating that whole energy flow of just joy and gratitude and look what we get to do and look what we have and let's embrace that. And, you know, Nico is just that. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Nico, for being you, for being pro you. And I'm going to go over the list now on how to be pro you. But again, I just keep thinking about like the biggest benefit, and I wrote it down, you know, your loved ones and you get to enjoy this new version of you. Like Nico had great parents and a great brother before, but what, you don't think they notice or like that Nico's this happy and joyful, and then that radiates, then, you know, his brother Costa sees that. It's like, I want to be like Nico, and, you know, it's just a whole kind of momentum. And it starts by deeming yourself worthy. Here we are. How to be pro you. Number one, wake up. Not set the alarm clock, but Deepak Chopra, wake up. You know, stop, pause, reflect. Why are you doing what you're doing? What are you doing that for? Question, what's your purpose? All that stuff. And that is hard. Number one, hard will take, you know, took me 48 years. Two, you got to want different. There's got to be something inside of you that says, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to keep getting what I'm getting in. I want different, so I got to do different. There's got to be that in you. And then it's the belief that different is possible. Like, that's my claim to fame. I didn't quit. Why? Well, I just felt, I guess, deep down that there had to be a better feeling somewhere, somehow. And then I never gave up. Number four, never give up. I didn't. You know, I saw people taken, and I realized that I just don't get forever. You know what I mean? So it's kind of that decision. Like, you just give up, and then you're taken, and phew, that'd be a bad life. I don't want to give up. I don't want to quit. Number five, be thankful. I mean, that could be number one. It could be number one through ten. But be thankful for what you have right now. Six, be consistent. Little things done consistently. I mean, I go over that all the time. Deeming yourself worthy of doing little things daily for you consistently for the rest of your life. Seven, be your biggest fan. If you don't dig you, no one else is really going to dig you. The biggest factor in how good I was in 2020 is that was the year. And before it started, I was like, I'm just liking me now. Yeah, I got a temper, so what? I'm not perfect, so what? I got a lot of good. And I know that's what elevated me to the level of 8.7. Eight, forgive and move on. Like, you know, I just mentioned before, I don't think about the kryptonite. I don't think about, you know, the stuff I used to think about. I just don't. Like, that's the joy. Like, when a quiet comes in, it's not because you won, you're right, you know, everybody understands you, you know. No, it's just that ability to get to that level where you realize none of that matters, and you get to choose what you allow inside the space. You protect it like a prison. You know, you just keep out what you want to keep out, and you keep in what you want to keep in, and you hold on to that key tight, and you just move on. Nine, embrace the discomfort of growth, evolving, and all that it involves. It's part of it. You know, choose your hard. That quote I read, divorce is hard. Being married is hard. Being overweight is hard. Working out is hard. Choose your hard. I want to choose the easy path. Yeah, good luck. Let me know how that works out for you. 10, last one, drum roll. Talk, share, journal. Get the bad out. You know, that's what I said about in the beginning with the podcast. It's just me, you know, also now doing the solo pods. I didn't know that many more trainer or people I could have for guests. And it's like, all right, just tell your story. Just have it be a verbal journal. I felt like, well, that I can do. But it was also getting it out. And I didn't know I would end up sharing all that I shared, because I literally have shared everything now at this point. But I'm like, I know that was a contributing factor in my healing. So again, whether you're journaling, talking to a friend, going to a therapist, or whatever, get it out. Because getting out the bad creates the space. What happens with that empty space? Your good fills it. That's the equation I came up with that I see happening in others, saw, recognize, and experience happening in myself. So when you decide you want a little better, believe there's a little better, those are the 10 steps that can help you get there. And it's all, again, just deeming yourself worthy. Because again, if you love some people, they'll win, as you will. Because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here. As always, let's begin to control that which we are blessed to be able to control. Moving our body, controlling our body, controlling our mind, our thoughts, this moment. Seated on the floor, eyes closed, legs crossed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel pulled into your spine. Let's draw the inhale in the nose. We'll slow it down, elongate it. Allow the exhale out the mouth, slow it down, elongate it. Continue that flow, continue that rhythm. Stay focused, stay mindful, stay connected, stay present. That's what the Pro You moment is all about. Do that to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. If anything enters, kindly, calmly, ask it to leave. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations, bravo, there it is. Little things done consistently. 380 pro you moments will affect anyone's walk, path, direction in life. Pro you journey. Prime example of something little, 180 seconds done consistently with huge benefits and results. Just like being pro you. And I came up with a name and pitched a podcast. Had no idea what end up to where I could break down 10 steps to becoming pro you. Time is always the best teacher. Patience is the obstacle in which we must climb to embrace the time that it takes to learn, to grow, and evolve. Deem yourself worthy of not giving up on you, not quitting on you. Finding why you do what you do. Why you are the way you are. What is your purpose? Stop, wake up, pause, reflect. Begin to search. Begin to become the version of you that you so much deserve to be. Peace and God bless.